This is Farm Talk. I'm Mick Kerr in the North Dakota Corn Council studio. It's Tuesday, so we've got to head up to Resource Auction, visit with Dennis Belisky. Not have to, we want to. Dennis, how you doing?
Well, good. I'm glad you clarified that. It was seeming like it was a chore there for you for a while.
Oh, we got to talk to Dennis again. No, it's always
son of
always
a gun.
Always fun to chew the rag with you a little bit. So, hey, you've had some pretty good. How'd that landscape, or is that landscape auction still going on?
Yep, those four late July auctions are all completed. Landscape auction in Aberdeen, mechanical contractor in Mayville. We had a cement contractor in Cavalier, and then we had our Enduroplast inventory reduction auction. All went very well. People from several states that bid on and bought items at all of those auctions, and had a really good go at it. Added a lot of new online bidders to our portfolio, and just had a real good set of late June, early July auctions there. Now we've got a nice selection of auctions coming up in July. We've got the Robin Pratt Farm Retirement Auction at Northwood, North Dakota, at the Ross Lambert Farm Retirement Auction, Pembina, North Dakota. Both good lines of late model equipment. We've got late model tractors and combines. There's a 9630T tractor with relatively low hours on that Lambert auction. There's a 8430 John Deere mechanical front tractor with ILS and a power shift, kind of a low hour tractor and clean. There's a good selection of equipment on that auction. The Pratt auction, it's got a very low-houred 8230 Case IH combine, duals on the front, two-wheel drive combine, but very, very clean, right at 1,000 separator hours, 975 to be exact, and a good 40-foot flex draper to match along with an 8-row 30 corn head. And all the trimmings on that auction, there's three matched T800 semi-tractors and trailers on there. Even got a 380 Case IH Rotrac tractor on there with some other good late model Case equipment. So that's the, you know, when I say this, guys your age and my age understand this, but in that week we have the Pratt and Lambert auctions. So interestingly enough, but you know what? They've got their own paint and it's all nice and shiny and been waxed, not repainted. So you remember the connotation to Pratt and Lambert paint.
Yeah, that was in the previous millennium. That was a long time ago.
It was. It really was. And, you know, but it's funny when I call advertisers and everything, you know what? The older people with gray hair, they say, that's funny, Pratt and Lambert. I say, yeah, that's the auctions we've got the last week in July, along with the Vernon Hovelson Estate Auction at Gary, Minnesota. It's a lot of older equipment on that auction, but a lot of good usable stuff. There's a Steiger tractor and a Versatile tractor. There's a Deutz mechanical front tractor. There's several Gleaner combines from an L through an L3 N7s up to an R72. There are 18 Gleaner heads on that auction that will work on combines all the way from LM series up to the R series combines, and a big selection of those. Got a lot of other stuff on there, too. There's tillage equipment, planters, pretty nice air seeder, large line of older equipment for iron and parts and things like that. That's an online auction. That one opens on the 25th of July and closes the 31st. Now, here's the last bit of interesting news I've got for you. We've been promoting our consignment auction at the Alaris Center for quite some time, you know, through the holiday and through the late spring planting season and whatnot. Taking guys a little while to get back to us with their consignments. So we ended up extending our auction at the Alaris Center. It was set up to open on the 22nd and close on the 28th. It's now opening on the 28th and closing on the 4th of August, but we've added over 100 items in the last couple of days. We want to make sure all those units get good exposure. There's tractors and combines, big selection of headers, real nice selection of semis. Got just about as nice a selection of day cab semi-tractors as we've had ever on that auction, plus so many other items, tillage equipment, harvest items, haying equipment, livestock, a lot of construction items this time. And we've given our sellers the option, being that it's an online auction at the Alaris Center, they can either deliver their items into the Alaris Center, or as a seller, you can leave the items at your place, being it's an online auction, and we can advertise them from there. So got your opportunity to do that either way. If you're a buyer, we'll have that list posted in the next couple of days here. It's going to be a big auction at the Alaris Center, opening July 28th and closing August 4th. These other auctions now, the Hubbleston auction opening the 25th and closing the 28th. The Pratt auction at Northwood opens on the 23rd and closes the 29th. And the Lambert auction at Pembina opens on the 21st and closes on the 27th. So those are the four auctions we've got coming up in short order. We've got some other auctions coming up after that. One auction we haven't talked about is yours. We want to be your auctioneer when that time comes.
And what's the quickest way, easiest way to find you, Dennis?
You can always find out more about us at resourceauction.com or call 701-757-4015.
And up until, like, just the 4th of July here, the 28th of July seemed like, oh, man, that's way off into the future. It's not next week. It's the week after. So, man.
It seems to change in a hurry. Once you cross that 4th of July divider line, summer starts to slip away on you. And, you know, there's a lot less events this summer going on and a lot less things to bide our time with. So time goes quicker, I think, when you don't have some of those breaks in between where you get to sit down with your friends and neighbors at the county fair or whatever function it might be, or even the 4th of July celebration. And, you know, when there's less playing to do, there's more working to do, and the time seems to go by pretty fast when you're working away at things.
Man, and this summer it is sure flying by. Do you see, Dennis, do you see the pendulum swinging back to more on-site auctions, or is the current state?
Well, you know, we did for a while, but now all of a sudden, you know, there's new little outbreaks here and there, and, you know, talk of, you know, more gathering, people getting together, this and that. You know, we've opted to stay the course. We've had such tremendous success with our online auctions, Mick. You know, we've added hundreds and hundreds, if not thousands, of new bidders to our online bidding platform. And, you know, nobody wants to do auctions any worse than me. I'm an auctioneer, and you know, I enjoy it, and I've been doing it since I was 17 years old. But, you know, I would much rather have somebody come to our auction on the computer and have no issues, have no problems. In the summertime, we see a lot of elderly people that come to auctions because they're looking for something to do, and auctions are big events. And let's face it, the elderly are the most prone to the COVID-19. And in smaller communities, especially, you know, some of these small communities, very tight-knit where you live and work, and, you know, you have an auction and you invite people there and you get some elderly people that just per chance, you know, run into a guy from two states away that certainly didn't mean anything, didn't know that he had it. You know, we can't protect everyone forever, I guess would be my opinion, but at the end of the day, why not be safe rather than sorry, especially when the system works so good?
Yeah, for sure. Good advice, good wisdom, and thank you very much. Dennis Belisky, Resource Auction, thanks for a good visit, and we'll talk to you again soon.
10-4, Mick.
All righty.